Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today is going to be a great day. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Now, let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper in pencil, please. And remember to write neatly. When you have finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because we're going to color first. So here's what we're going to work on today. We are going to work on something called a digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. And our digraph for today is the letter, or are the letters, TH. When TH get together, they make a whole new sound. And we're going to call it the digraph sound of TH. Now, we're going to practice finding TH sounds at the end of words, at the end. TH can come at the beginning or the middle, but we're going to work on it at the end of a word. So if you look at the picture at the top of your page, I'm going to show you and ask you to find some objects that end with the TH sound. Here's what the sound makes. Ready? Yep. TH together makes this sound. You get to stick your tongue out between your teeth to make that sound. Try it. Yeah. All right. So the first thing I see is there's a girl and she's in the bath. She's taking a bath. Now listen to that word, bath. I hear the TH sound at the end of the word bath. Bath. Yeah. So that girl that's taken her bath is named Beth. Beth. Beth has it too. Let's color Beth's cap. She hasn't a little shower cap so her hair won't get wet. Let's color her shower cap pink. Find some kind of a pink crayon for me. And let's color her shower cap pink. So that's Beth. And Beth has the ending digraph sound of TH. TH, when they come together, TH makes a brand new sound, and that sound is th, th, th. And Beth has that sound at the end of her name, Beth. And bath has that sound at the end of the word bath. TH says th, th, th. Bath and Beth both end with that ending digraph sound. If the TH did not work together, and we said the T sound by itself and the H sound by itself, then I would say Beth's name is Betta. Betta. I don't think that sounds good. Or I might say, I'm really dirty and I need to take a Betta. I need to take a Betta. No. That sounds so weird. So the T and the H work together to make a better sound. Now I finished coloring Beth's hat a long time ago. And then I just forgot to tell you. So you should be finished too, right? If you haven't finished, please put down your pink crayon in 3 seconds, 2, and 1. Okay, let's do this. Let's color all of those bubbles in the bath blue. Ready? I'm going to use a light blue crayon, but you can use any kind of blue. I'm using my blue-green crayon color. Color the bubbles, the ones in the air and the ones in the bath. So bath and Beth have that TH digraph sound at the end of the word. Here's another one that also has that TH digraph sound, that sound at the end of a word. Ready? Path. Path. I will walk down the path. Path ends the same way as bath and Beth. They all have that ending TH sound. TH works together to make that new sound, that new digraph sound. Otherwise, I would say, I am going to walk down the pat, and that just sounds bizarre. That's not how we talk. Our brains don't recognize that word. I don't know of a word called pat. No, but I know the word path. So TH works together. I am almost finished coloring my bubbles in the bath. So I'm thinking you're almost finished coloring your bubbles in the bath. So let's take about 10. Five more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Now, boys and girls, hanging up in the bathroom, in Beth's bathroom, is a rack, and there is a towel on it. Now, towel does not have the TH sound at the end. We don't say towth, we say towel. So we're going to change that towel into something different. We're going to call it a cloth. Cloth. Cloth has the TH sound at the end. Cloth. I'm sticking my tongue out between my teeth to make that sound. Let's color Beth's cloth, the cloth. Let's color part of it purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon. Do you see the stripes on that cloth? Leave those stripes alone. Let's color around the stripes. We'll color the stripes something different. So color around the stripes. Everything should be purple except for the stripes. So we're coloring the cloth. It has the ending TH sound. Cloth sounds at the end, just like Beth, Bath, Path. If we didn't have the TH sound working together, we would say, I need to dry myself off with that clot. With that clot. No. I would look at you if you asked me, Mrs. Oldham, could you hand me that clot? I would look at you like, what are you talking about, child? I don't understand what a clot is. What in the world is a clot? No. So I would hope you would use the TH sound together that we're learning and say, Mrs. Oldham, could you please hand me that cloth? And then I would say, well, of course, here you go. I'm finished coloring around the stripes on my cloth with my purple crayon. So I'm going to put down my purple crayon and I'll give you about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's use our green crayon to color the stripes on that cloth. Let's use our green crayon, some kind of a green crayon. Color the stripes on that cloth. Green. So cloth, Beth, bath, and path all end with that TH sound. Okay, my green stripes are finished. That didn't take me long, but I'll give you a few more seconds just in case you need it. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your green crayon. Okay, let's look at Beth's bathroom again. Now, I see on the stool, there's something that ends with a TH digraph sound. What's on that stool? Do you see what it is? Yes, tooth. Tooth. I think Beth's tooth fell out and she put it on the stool so that she can put it under her pillow later. So that tooth, we're going to want to keep it a whitish color, right? So if we colored it another color, we might be worried. But I think just for today, let's color it yellow so it shows up. Let's color that a yellow color. Tooth ends the same way as cloth. It has that ending digraph sound, and we're coloring our tooth yellow. It's a big tooth. I don't know how Beth had it in her mouth. I hope it's her tooth, though, and not someone else's. That would be weird. So tooth has a TH sound at the end. And when we have TH, we say th. Otherwise, you might say Beth lost her toot. Toot. Which is just weird. Plus, I said toot. Okay, so we have to put the TH together so that it says tooth, which is better, right? Okay, that tooth wasn't too big. I'm finished coloring my yellow tooth. I would like you to be finished too. So three, finished or not, two. One, please put down your yellow crayon. Okay, now, I don't know if you've ever used these, but sometimes there are paints that you can paint on your bath wall and on your bathtub, and then they can wash right off. Have you seen those? They're super fun. Well, Beth painted on her tub, the kind that wash off. She painted some numbers and some number sentences on her bathtub, and it's a bunch of math. Math starts, or I'm sorry, doesn't start, it ends with our TH sound, just like Beth and Bath. So do you see the numbers on her bathtub? Those are math numbers. That's math. So let's pick up our orange crayon. Some have an orange crayon. Hold it. Don't go ahead of me. Hang on. There are a lot of numbers on that bathtub. There's a lot of math. But I want you to color the math numbers that say 3 plus 3 equals 6. Just color that number sentence, that math. Color the 3 orange and the plus sign and the other 3 orange and the equal sign orange and the 6 orange. That's the math that I want you to color. There's more math, but I don't want you to color the other math. Just this number sentence that says 3 plus 3 equals 6. Math also ends the same way as Beth and cloth and tooth and bath. It has our TH digraph. When you are finished with that number sentence, just 3 plus 3 equals 6. Don't color any other math. Just 3 plus 3 equals 6. Put down your orange crayon, and I'll give you about 6 more seconds to finish up. Finished or not, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, let's pick up our pencil because we're going to do a little bit of writing. Go to the bottom of your page and find number 1. If you look at next to number 1, there's a TH. Trace it for me. That's our digraph that we're working on. TH says th. Scoot over, trace it again. TH says th. Scoot over, there's nothing to trace because I want you to write your own. Write TH. Scoot over again. TH. And one last time, scoot over and write it one more time for me. TH. Great job. Now look at number 2. I wrote some words. We're going to read the word and then we are going to circle the digraph. The first word on number 2 says month. Month. What month were you born? Circle the digraph. At the end of month, the digraph is TH. Circle it. Find it and circle it. Scoot over. That word says north. North. Circle the TH in north. Head north. And then scoot over. The last word says sloth. Sloth. Circle the digraph in sloth. TH says sloth. Now look at number 3. You'll see a row of pictures. I am going to name the picture for you. You listen and see if it ends with that TH digraph sound. See if you can hear th at the end of the word. Then we'll circle it if it does. The first picture next to number 3 is bush. Bush. Nope, that doesn't have it. Scoot to the next picture. That's a booth. A booth. Yes, that has it. Circle it. You can hear it at the end. Booth. The next picture is mouth. Mouth. Yes, that has it too. Circle that. That has our TH digraph. The next picture is lunch. Lunch. Nope. Not that one. How about sock? Sock. Nope. How about path? The last picture shows a path. Path. Yes. We talked about that one already. So you should have circled booth, mouth, and path. And the last one, number four. Right now it says sit. This is a sentence, and it says sit in the boo. We need to add our digraph so it makes sense. What should we add on top of that black line? What two letters? T-H. You got it. So now it says, sit in the booth. And there is a picture of a booth, and there is a picture of a kid doing some math. What should we circle so it matches our sentence? Yes, circle the booth. Sit in the booth. Boys and girls, we did it! You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye!